Hi, everyone. Welcome to Enjoy English School. I'm Steven.
I'm Anthony.
And today we're going to be covering the date of May 21st, page 44, with the origins.
Okay, 今天我们要讲的主题呢就是追根究底、the origins. 我们今天要讲的主题是 The Big Apple Has a Big Heart.
What is the Big Apple? The Big Apple is a nickname for one of the biggest cities in the world, New York City.
老师刚刚提到一个字 nickname. Nickname 的意思就是指一个昵称。好，很多时候呢在美国有许多的城市都有它的昵称，像是纽约市 New York City, 它的昵称就是 The Big Apple.
A truly timeless logo helped New York City in hard times.
在这边的话它的副标题写到说 in hard times, 就是在艰难困苦的时刻 a truly timeless. When you say something is timeless, 好，只要是这种 timeless, 就代表它是非常非常 like iconic, 好，是历久弥新的那种感觉。Help New York City in hard times, 就是帮忙这个纽约市度过了一些艰难的时期。Exactly. 我们赶快来看看今天内容吧。
Packed with shiny skyscrapers, New York City is one of the biggest and wealthiest cities in the world.
Okay, 接下来我们看第一段的第一句话咯，它里面提到说 packed with shiny skyscrapers. 如果提到这个 skyscrapers 的话，多半都指的是摩天大楼。Packed with something, 就是充满了 full of, 就后面这个东西。New York City is one of the biggest and wealthiest cities in the world. 这边提到 one of, 不要忘记了，后面一定要帮我圈起来后面的 wealthiest cities, 好，后面接上是复数的这个名词，这样才会有 one of 的问题。很多很多东西之一，那后面一定要用复数才 OK。所以呢，纽约市也是在全世界里头数一数二最大，而且是最非常非常繁华而且非常有财富的一个城市。
Right, and skyscrapers, to help you kind of remember that word, it's a very, 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 very tall building, so tall that it looks like it's scraping the sky, okay? So scrape, this verb, S-C-R-A-P-E, it means to 刮 right, so 很像在刮天空那么高的一个高楼大厦 so skyscraper. Now, New York City, you know, a lot of times we also call itNYC. So you'll hear people say, oh, have you been to NYC before? Or they might say, have you been to the Big Apple, which we saw in our title. And wealthy, W-E-A-L-T-H-Y, this adjective means to be rich. Right? So it could be like it's one of the biggest and richest cities in the world. But wealthiest is usually sounds a little bit better.
没错 wealthiest, rich 的话给人感觉上有的时候会有一点
negative,
有点、yeah. 对比较没有那么的、就是比较负面一点点没有那么正面、
yeah.
那 wealthiest, 好 wealthy 这个字听起来感觉上比较好、
exactly. It's also now one of the safest large cities in the US, but this wasn't always the case.
好接下来我们下一句话就说了 It's also now one of the safestlarge cities in the U.S.、Uh-huh. 这边又碰到一个 one of, 后面果然还是用 cities 复数对吧 But this wasn't always the case. 好当你说 something is the case, 的意思就是这样的情况。But 这个地方讲说 this wasn't always the case, 代表以前的状况可不像现在这么繁华哦。
Right, and a lot of times we'll say, oh, that's not the case. 比如说如果老师今天误会我做一件事情那我说不是这样的情况我说 oh, that's not the case.、对所以这个 case 呢它有很多用法。Case 也可以是像比如说律师的 case,、right? 它也可以是一个那个手提箱 case,
like, suitcase.
Right? 可是这个 case 就是情况的意思所以稍微注意它有注意它有很多不一样的用法。Right? So it's now one of the safest large cities, which is very interesting to me because growing up in America, I always thought of New York City as being very dangerous、and very, like, there's a lot of crime everywhere. But I guess nowadays that has changed.
没错，因为这个 Steven 老师在美国长大的嘛，所以以往的时候他都会觉得说，这个纽约市是一个很危险的啦，很危险的地方。但是现在大家对纽约市的观感也许就是不太一样了。
Yeah, it might be changing. So in the U.S. 那 U.S. 这个短写它的长版是 United States, okay? 联合州嘛 right?
对，没错。
Back in the 1970s, New York City suffered from a high crime rate.
就像老师刚刚所提到的说、哦、我以前听到纽约的感觉好像很多帮派啊好很危险啊、哎、果然提到这个地方。Back in the 1970s, 如果有这个后面加上 S 的情况就是在1970年代。 那如果没有 S 的话，就是指1970那一年。好，在这里的话，指1970年代，也差不多就是在我们两个出生前，差不多十年吧，大概是左右。好，趁机吃个豆腐。Okay, New York City suffered from a high crime rate. 那当时的这个纽约市呢，有非常非常多的这种很高的这种犯罪率。好，在这里的话 ，suffer from。平常你提到这个词的时候，你都会想到是哦，人 suffer from 后面接一种疾病，但是你也可以说城市 suffer from 某一个社会的问题。
So you could say New York City had a high crime rate, but using the word suffer is just emphasizing that 他们遭遇 okay, it's very negative, right? Back in the 70s, 1970s, I could also say back in the 70s, 可以直接说70年代 70s. 然后不要忘记，虽然 70, 它后面有个 ty, 我们很自然会把它念成 d 的声音，所以 70 而不是 70, okay, 这样的念也比较会顺，然后不会那么的卡卡的。
Okay. 没错。
To make matters worse, the city government was running out of funds at that time, so it couldn't even hire new police officers.
Okay, 所以接下来他后面讲这句话让你觉得哇，问题真的蛮严重的。To make matters worse, 有的时候你会可以看到有人会想说 what's worse, 就是指更糟的状况，让人觉得雪上加霜的是什么呢？Okay, 你说你犯罪率高，那就算了，警察来啊，来抓人啊。可是他这边说 ，the city government was running out of funds at that time. 当时的这个市政府呢，居然怎么样？没钱了，没有资金了。所以这如何呢 ？So it couldn't even hire new police officers. 就是连新的、更多的警力，想要雇用更多的警力来抓贼，也没有办法。
To make matters worse, we could also say to make things worse. Okay, so matters 就是事件，让这个事情变更糟。让 to make matters worse 不是说使得变更糟，而是一个 transition 的，让我们知道他接下来要讲的东西是在介绍一些，让我们知道什么东西可以更糟，在这个情况更糟。所以那是 it's a very good transition, 让听者知道接下来会听到什么事情是让这个 city 更。糟糕的情况。那 run out of funds 呢 ？funds 就是钱的意思 ，money。那这个 funds usually 是一个不管是 government 还是 company， 他们有的钱去做一些事情。那比如说 build new roads 还是 build new buildings， 那这些都是 funds。But they're running out of it， 所以 running out 就是快没有、快耗尽了的意思。那 running out of money 除了之外，我们也可以说 running out of time。
That's right，
right， okay， so。City leaders needed to act fast.
Okay, 所以接下来我们看到第二段的第一句话，他说 City leaders needed to act fast. 哦，他们得要赶快的拿出行动出来做些什么。
Right, so 这个 act 这个动词它就可以是行动
right? That's
right. You need to do something really fast. 那 act 有另外一个意思就是行为。
That's right.
You are acting very weird today. 那个意思是什么？
然后就是觉得，哎，你今天好像感觉怪怪的。
对，你今天行为怪怪的。所以这个 act 可以用在这个方式，它也可以用在演戏。Oh, he is acting in a movie. 哦，他在一个电影里面当演员，在演戏。所以他 act 这个动词也是蛮多用的。Okay, so you can use it in many different ways. So here it means to 行动
，to take action,
to take action fast. How could they bring visitors and money back to New York?
接下来第二句话就说了 How could they bring visitors and money back to New York? 到底怎么样他们才能够把人啊跟钱啊这种观光客啊慢慢拉回纽约让大家愿意在这边消费让这个经济更加繁荣起来呢
Right. They decided to hire a well-known graphic designer to create a new logo to help market the city.
Okay, 接下来这句话就说 They decided to, 哦，他们就是决定要去做后面这件事情 Hire a well-known graphic designer A graphic designer 就是一个平面设计师他决定去雇佣一个平面设计师来帮他做一件事情 To create a new logo to help market the city 这个地方特别注意 market 这个字这个字呢居然是个动词平常我们听到 market 所以我想到哦 night market
还是市场
市场啊夜市啊对不对、但是这个地方 market 是去行销这个纽约市
Exactly. And well-known here is an adjective which means famous, okay? 很多人都知道很知名的一个人。So well-known 其实有一点难念因为 well, 你的舌头必须要出来哦。Well-known. 然后这个 known, 如果你太早把那个 O 声音闭起来它会变 known, 这样子。要 known, okay? 所以那个 N 其实只是很像那个塞车的感觉。No, 打开嘴巴 ,O 拉声音。 然后 known 这样子、嗯、OK 否则它会 well known、嗯、你在讲什么、嗯、对，
喊个卤蛋的感觉
Exactly 所以这就是一个可以练习把英文的发音就是要弄大一点不要觉得把舌头吐出来还是把母音拉长是奇怪其实我们当 native speaker 我们都会这样讲的、嗯、OK The logo he came up with wasI heart New York, I heart NY, and it has proven to be a huge success.
Okay, 所以最后呢，他设计出来的 logo 长什么样子呢？他就说 the logo he came up with,、mm-hmm. 他想出来的这个 logo, 在这个地方 the logo he came up with, 中间藏了一个 which 或是 that 都可以、mm-hmm. 是这个形容词子句。他所想出来的 logo, 这个标志呢 was I heart,、mm-hmm. 一颗心放在这边哈。NY means New York 刚刚老师不是提到说 NYC New York City 是大家很常用的简称吗就是我爱纽约 And it has proven to be a huge success、uh-huh. 那事后呢就证明出来说好它的这个设计呢非常非常非常成功
Very well said Alright let's take a short break After the city government rolled out the I Love New York ad campaign in 1977, which included the logo and a famous song, New York's image recovered along with tourism and investment. Very long sentence.
Yeah, very long one. Okay, 在这个地方我们这一段看一下咯。After the city government rolled out,好，这个地方特别注意啊 ，roll out。好，如果说 ed 先拿掉 ，roll out 本身后面就可以接推出一些maybe a new product or a new service。roll out， you can also say introduce。好，这个地方也是可以的。好 ，the New York the I Love New York ad campaign。好，就是一个算是这种宣传活动吧。好，所以 roll out 的话就是推出了一个新的宣传活动，开始大量的宣传我爱纽约这样的一个意向，这样的一个想法 ，which included。The logo and a famous song, New York's image recovered. Recover 这个意思就是指突然之间就回升了，或是你提到这个字的时候，有可能是人家生病了之后，慢慢痊愈了，都可以用这个字这个说法 recovered. Along with tourism and investment, 慢慢的你看很多人就愿意来观光了。好 ，tourism 就是观光业。那这边的话 ，investment 就是指开始愿意来投资纽约市啊，钱来了，人也来了。
Exactly. And let me point out a few things. When we say the word roll, okay, roll 就是滚嘛。嗯。那 roll 我们先说 R-O-L-L, roll 一样有那个舌头出来哦。嗯。O 声音也要很明显 ，roll。那如何加一个 E-D 的声音？因为我有很多朋友还会说 rolled, 他会觉得要加一个 E-D 的声音。Uh-huh. 其实直接就是 roll， 然后加一个 D 在后面 ，rolled。
Yeah, 嗯，没错，
就那么简单，所以不要把它复杂化哦。不要看到 ed 就觉得一定要加一个 ed 的声音，嗯、所以有的时候是加一个 d 就好了。
That's right。
那 roll out 你可以把它想成很像红地毯，就是大明星要来了，所以我要介绍他来，噗 roll out， 他把那个整个地毯就是这样子铺出来，然后他要迎接。这个新的艺人还是 idea， 在这个情况，它 roll out 就是 I Love New York 这个 ad campaign。那 ad 这个 short， 它的是 short version， 它长版是 advertisement， OK，、嗯、就是广告嘛。advertisement advertisement campaign。Now what is a campaign？ It's an organized course of actions to achieve a goal。Okay， so what's their goal right now is to help New York'sfinancial situation, okay?、Mm. And then 在后面你有看到它、其实它有那个 comma, which included the logo and a famous song. 其实那个 part, 它不是在这个主要主、句子里面的，它其实多一些 information, 所以才会有那个 comma. 如果把 comma 中间这个 information 拿掉，那个 sentence 的意思也不会改变，就我们只是少一点点资讯而已。Mm. 所以有的时候要注意一下那些 comma, 为什么会那么多 comma? 因为有的时候它在介绍一些可能不是主要的这个 sentence 里面的资讯。
嗯，没错，讲得非常的精准。而且这个地方老师刚才提到一个字 financial situation、
right.
financial 的意思就是金融的、嗯、financial situation 那就是他在目前的金融的状况。我们可以请 Stephen 老师帮我拼一下 financial 这个字吗？
financial 是 F-I-N-A-N-C-I-A-L financial
嗯，就是金融相关的、okay. 那还在这边的话指的是 financial situation 是他的财政状况、
uh-huh. New York is now a thriving city once againAnd the I Heart NY logo surely helped.
Okay, 接下来他们就说了 New York is now a thriving city. thriving 就是指好慢慢慢就是从原本很糟糕啊，犯罪率很高，慢慢起死回生，到了现在居然是个很繁荣、非常非常蓬勃发展的一个城市，可以用 thriving 来表达。
Yes.
好，这个是一个非常好的一个形容词，务必要把它记下来。And the iHeartNY logo， 这个 logo 呢 ，surely helped。那在这里面，他们所创造出来这个 logo 的确也发挥了很大的功用。
Right. So surely helped. You could also say.Really helped. Okay, it's just another adverb, but it has the same meaning. Okay, and because the I, heart, and why are there quotation marks around it? Because that's the name of the logo, so it's just trying to separate it in the sentence. But when we're reading it, we don't have to pause or anything, so just pay attention to that. Okay, the logo has appeared on shirts, cups, hats,posters, and many other things.
Okay, 接下来就说了这个 logo, 这个标志呢 has appeared on, 好它出现在许许多多东西上面哦。Mm-hmm. 好这个哪些东西呢像是 shirts, cups, 好衬衫啦这种杯子啦帽子啦 posters, 海报上面啦 and many other things, 好很多很多各式各样上面都可以 po 上这个 I heart and wine.
对，你刚才有没有听到 Anthony 老师其实他念那些 shirts, cups, hats, 他每一个中间因为有那个逗号有 comma,so it's really normal for us when we're listing things, 我们在讲那么多这些 item 的时候在中间可以停顿一下让听者可以就是稍微消化那么多不一样的东西比如说 the logo has appeared on shirts, cups, hats, posters, and many other things. 那最后平常我们最后讲的我们会往高的然后再往低让大家听的时候知道这是最后要讲的东西、对那个是一个语调我们会用这个方式来让大家知道听着知道我们要讲完了
没错
一个很好的 cue
没错没错、
right. Over the years it has become perhaps the most well-known city logo in the world
OK 最后还只是说了 Over the years 在经过这么多年之后呢 It has become perhaps the most well-known city logo in the world 在这边特别注意一下如果提到 over the years 那往往经过这么多年后面会搭配的多半是现在完成式从最开始改变的那一刻到现在经过这么多年之后它已经成为了成为什么呢Perhaps the most well-known city logo in the world. 也许是世界上最厉害、最为大家所知道的一个 logo. 这边它之所以加 perhaps, 只是为了希望讲话讲的不要那么武断。不然其他 city 说、那我们呢、
我们呢、对啊、
奇怪嘞。
So perhaps you could also use the word maybe. Okay, maybe the most well-known or the most famous city logo in the world.And after they started using I heart and Y, I see it in almost every city. I heart, like TW, or I heart HK, I heart, yeah, a lot of different cities and countries now use that same logo. It seems to be very effective. And I think that's the really importance of an ad, because something so simple as just four letters, I and a heart shape and NY, could actually make people really...see a city completely differently.
Right? That's true. That's
so,
true.
The power of design and logos.
That's true. 这很重要。老师刚刚提到就是一个 logo 可以改变许许多多的事情包括其他的城市都开始用这种方式去行销他们的城市。光是一个 logo 就会改变大家对一个城市的观感哦。
Exactly. Let's go into the review.All right, so if I say that we're packed like sardines, what does that mean?
然后刚刚提到这个 sardines, 就是那个沙丁鱼、它被挤得像沙丁鱼代表是充满了什么东西。
Right, so packed 就是充满
的意思。就是充满的意思就把它压了就压了扁扁的这样子。Yeah.
Skyscraper, now what's a skyscraper?
摩天大楼。
不要忘记 scrape 就是刮 okay?
刮的意思。
高到会刮到天空。What does the adjective wealthy mean?
Wealthy 就是指很有钱的。
Well, I wish I was wealthy, right?
老师要我讲这一句，代表说他没钱的。
All right, so what if I'm suffering from something?
Suffering from something. 如果是人的话，是指代表他这个为了什么病所苦。如果是城市的话，代表后面有他的这个问题。
Right, so New York used to suffer from high crime rates. Okay, if I have a transition to make matters worse, what do I mean by that?
Transition 的意思就是转折词那 to make matters worse 就是指更糟的情况是后面要讲一个更糟的问题出来了
Exactly. So if I say that the company funds this year are very low, what are the funds?
Money.
Yes, money, exactly. It's just another way to say money. 、All right, so what is the job of a graphic designer?
graphic designer, 就是指平面设计师。
Okay, and if I want to start a campaign, I might have to roll out this ad campaign. So roll out 这个意思是
to introduce、mm-hmm. or to launch. 好，在这里的话指的是推出。
Exactly, and an ad campaign or advertisement campaign. Don't forget 这个 G 不要念出来。What is a campaign?
Campaign 就是指宣传活动的意思。
Okay, and this ad campaign of I Love New York, it really helped New York recover from its bad situation. What does recover mean?
Recover 就是有可能是指起死回生或是慢慢变得越来越好。
So it can be a person or a place or a situation,、mm. right? And New York now is a thriving city, and that adjective thriving means...、
Mm, 就是蓬勃发展的意思。
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us, and join us tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.